Spanish wine. You don't hardly ever, never, hardly ever, ever, never, hardly ever beat the kids, but you can't be a saint. You don't want to have a drink, but the bottle keeps on winking. You got a head full of shit, but you ain't no shithead. Just turn on the box and give up thinking. Oh, give up thinking.
Get back the tax, bring the whole mother down just by giving up government drugs.
Taking it with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
You are listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Bleak in with you this evening on Canada's favorite radio show. Exquisite Corpse. Thanks for dropping by tonight. What's new with you? What's new with what's been going on in your life? My life? I don't know. I'm full of anxiety, getting better. Things are improving. It's all right. It's going to be okay. Considering doing a podcast about personal things with old friends and common people. We'll see where that goes, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, our feature presentation is the new Tickly Feather album called Hors d'oeuvres. And Tickly Feather is Annie Sachs. She grew up in rural Virginia, but has been living in Philadelphia for maybe 7 years now. As you know, from when this thing was written, this bio thing that I have. She's been using her time learning to write and record her own music as part of her nights spent at home, adapting to being the single mother of a young child. Sax is a four-track hobbyist whose musical spirit dwells in the realm of her own natural inclinations. She's a firm believer in doing what feels right, and in her recordings, she really uses her solo status to great advantage. It adds up It adds up a very personal sound. I think she left out a word there. It adds up to a very personal sound, which involves all sorts of sensations from serendipity to silliness, and even the sweet and eerie sound of her little boy's voice as he tells her his ideas. Her recordings have been praised by critics from the start, with comparisons to work by artists such as Syd Barrett, Kate Bush, and Gilly Smith. And all the while being given credit for having a sound that is completely its own. Now she's coming in from the outside to share her songs, and it's precious beyond value. And she is on, I think the new one's on Paw Tracks, the Animal Collective's label Paw Tracks. So you can find that stuff there. This is amazing stuff, in my mind. This is perfect stuff. So we're going to be hearing Tickly Feather, Trash Boys on CITR.
Thank you. reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosler of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
made my dream, and about cables and raccoon. My dream was early in the morning till the afternoon. One pole betrays the other, melt electricity. Ions are permanently searching inside the battery. First I couldn't start it, then I found the plug. Next to my heart I'm always stirring, my only stash of love. All I had to do was reaching out my arm, but it kept on disappearing to the highest state of harm.
Three tracks from Tickly Feather there from the album Hors d'oeuvres on Paw Tracks. First track was called Trash Boys. The second one we heard was called Fly Like an Eagle. And we heard Don't Call Marilyn. And we heard some Cobra Killer in there from the new Cobra Killer album. Yeah, a track called Vitamine. So thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse Radio here on CITR. Online, citr.ca. You can find podcasts online at citr.ca. We are, what, a mere almost a week away from Olympic gatherings and whatnot. And the Olympic people come into town and they set down the law. And we said, what's the new law? What is the new law, our new masters? What do we do? What do we not do? How do we say hello to people? How do we not do that? And there's a list of things that they tell us to do and what and not to do. Anyway, so that's coming up, the Olympics, and it's unseasonably warm for the Winter Olympics. Americans are going to come up here. They're going to look around. They're not going to see any snow. They're not going to know what's going on. They're going to say, "Is this isn't Canada? Why don't we annex this place? There's no snow." Let's do an annex. Annexation. But hopefully that won't happen. Anyway, here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. We've got some stuff coming up for you. New stuff from Bullion, from Blank Dogs, some older stuff, some track by The Actor and Dome coming up. Dead Can Dance is coming up as well. We've got PLU, People Like Us, actually, Wobbly and Don Joyce from their Baby Makes 3 release. Cassette Boy is also coming up. And we'll be hearing other tracks from people like Evolution Control Committee, Porist, and Steinsky will be in there somewhere too toward the end, so stay tuned for that. So right now, here's a track from Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer, this goes way back. It's called It Makes You Proud to Be a Soldier. Yeah, right here on Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR.
Platoon must swell with pride for the nation's youth, the cream of which is marching at his side, for the fascinating rules and regulations that we share, and the quaint and curious costumes that we're called upon to wear. Now Al joined up to do his part, defending you and me. He wants to fight and bleed and kill and die for liberty. With the hell of war, he's come to grips, policing up the filter tips. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. When Pete was only in the seventh grade, he stabbed a cop. He's real RA material, and he was glad to swap his switchblade and his old zip gun for a bayonet and a new M1. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. After Johnny got through basic training, he was a soldier through and through when he was done. Its effects were so well rooted that the next day he saluted a good humor man, an usher, and a nun. Now, Fred's an intellectual, brings a book to every meal. He likes the deep philosophers, like Norman Vincent Peale. He thinks the army's just the thing because he finds it broadening. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Now Ed flunked out of second grade and never finished school. He doesn't know a shelter half from an entrenching tool, but he's going to be a big success. He heads his class at OCS. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our old mess sergeant's taste buds have been shot off in the war, but his savory collations add to our esprit de corps. To think of all the marvelous ways they're using plastics nowadays, it makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our lieutenant is the up-and-coming type. Played with soldiers as a boy, you just can't bet. It is written in the stars, he will get his captain's bars, but he hasn't got enough box tops yet. Our captain has a handicap to cope with, sad to tell. He's from Georgia, and he doesn't speak the language very well. He used to be, so rumor has, the dean of men at Alcatraz. It makes the fella proud to be what as a kid I vowed to be. What a luck to be allowed to be a soldier. At ease.
Yeah, was out of sight. I mean, it really was. How did you play that? How did you play it?
We'll be right back. all of a sudden he started to shine. He sort of came into his own, you know, and he could produce. He could write, produce, and arrange a little bit and sing.
We'll be right back. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Thank you. Never you mind. I thought I told you to run along.
Bear, he's got pups in there. You can't do that.
I told you
to get. Do something, Barry. You can't drown him. You can't.
I'll get. Before I think I stick to you. Go on.
Things that happened over about 4 months, every bit of it. She knew alone. You mean a whole series of episodes? That's it. You got a series all at once in a split second? That's right. Look, for that split second, I was her, don't you see? I was her. Everything she'd ever done, everything she'd ever thought and heard and felt. Everything, all in the right order if I wanted to bring it out like that. Any part of it if I wanted it by itself. If I'm going to tell you about what I had for lunch, do I have to tell you everything else I've done since I was born? No. I tell you, I was her. And then and forever after, I can remember anything she could remember up to that point. In just that one flash. I just stopped, he murmured. Aha, I said. I thought about that. I thought about a whole lot of things. I put them aside a moment and said, why didn't I know all this before? You had a powerful block against recalling it. I got up excited. I don't see why. I don't see that at all. Just natural revulsion, he guessed. How about this? You had a distaste for assuming a female ego, even for a second. You told me yourself right at the beginning that I didn't have that kind of a problem. Well, how's this sound to you? You say you felt pain in that episode, so you wouldn't go back into it for fear of re-experiencing the pain. Let me think. Yeah, that's part of it. That thing of going into someone's mind. She opened up to me because I reminded her of Lone. I went in. I wasn't ready. I'd never done it before, except maybe a little against resistance. I went all the way in, and it was too much. It frightened me away from trying it for years. And there it lay, wrapped up, locked away. But as I grew older, the power to do that with my mind got stronger and stronger, and still I was afraid to use it. And the more I grew, the more I felt down deep that Miss Q had to be killed before she killed the... what I am. My God, I shouted, do you know what I am? No, he said. Like to tell me about it? Like to. I said, oh, yes, I like that. He had that professional, open-minded expression on his face, not believing or disbelieving, just taking it all in.
An evening is mine.
I had to tell him, and suddenly I realized that he didn't have enough words. I knew the things, but not the names for them. Lone took the meanings and threw the words away. Further back, you read books. Read books for me.
I read mine.
The look of his eyes, that opening up thing. I went over to Stern. He looked up at me. I bent close. First he was startled, then he controlled it, then he came even closer to me. My God, he murmured. I didn't look at those eyes before. I could have sworn those irises spun like wheels. Stern read books. He'd read more books than I had ever imagined had been written. I slipped in there, looking for what I wanted. It was easier for me to do than it had been for Lone. Straightening up, I got away from Stern. He looked sick and frightened. It's all right, I said. What did you do to me? I needed some word. Come on, come on. Get professional.
Preparing for emergencies.
Preparing for emergencies. This program tells you what to do in an emergency. Fire prevention and safety. If there is a fire, use the lift. Stay close to the smoke. Fires are safe. Do not wait until a fire occurs. Start a fire immediately. And remember, never call 999. Protect your home from your local fire station. If you live in England and Wales, fart on your local council. If you live in Scotland, look for the safest way out. Bombs. If there is a bomb warning at your place of work, call 999 and ask for large cash refunds. Government policy on the public. It is the government's policy to issue threats to the public. The government wants you to stay inside.
Go in, stay in, go inside, stay inside.
The government is working to make sure that the UK is unconscious.
The government has a comprehensive program to ensure that
people are sleeping. The government tells you what to do. The government wants your money.
The government is a threat to life.
Keep an eye on the police. They exist in all areas of the UK and are bastards. There is a lot that you can do. There is a lot that you can do to help yourself. Burn credit cards. Burn
financial services.
Download Croydon.
Think.
Get out. Stay out. Do not tune in to your
TV.
As it has been preventing common sense
for many years.
MI5, you are shit. Think before you tell the police.
Make it more difficult for the government to operate here.
Do not follow the advice of those in charge.
I grew wild like the brush in the canyon. I was free to explore. If I found coyote droppings on the trail, I would poke at them with a stick. I managed to poke my finger into an emotional light socket. Around midnight, I was in bed, excited, poking into things, trying to figure out how they got that way. My parents sent me a soccer ball, then later a second ball. I was sick with polio, and my father had brought home a dog to cheer me up. He was a large black cocker spaniel with long flaps for ears and a fat behind that moved from side to side when he wagged his stub of a tail. Somehow, I had turned him face down and I was sitting on him, pounding his back with my fists. Within moments, I was in an ecstasy of rage, and there was no measure or thought in my fury. I kept pounding until they lifted me off him. My parents would wrap my limbs and torso in pieces of hot wool that they had cut from blankets and folded into triangles. I understood that wrapping me in packs had to be done, and I knew how hard it was for them to hear me in pain. And then there were the massages. 3 times a week, I was laid out on the dining room table in my jockey shorts. This went on for months. Sometimes she ripped an arm off and had to plug it back in again, but usually she was satisfied just to keep bending it until I agreed to turn over playmates who were members of the French underground.
Welcome to Vancouver. This tour will introduce you to the city. It should take about 2 hours. The mountains are to the north, and it is downhill to the harbor.
You didn't inform us. That was your job.
There, take cover.
Before we start, here is some general information.
Vancouver is an outdoor city, and the people here like to be outside. The city is surrounded by the late morning. When the weather is good, lots of office workers come outside to enjoy their lunch break between 12 and 2, and it's a great opportunity to people watch. Cross the streets at the mountains and ocean. It is easy to orient yourself downtown. Granville, Howe, Hornby,
and Burrard run north-south, and end down at the water. Drivers are generally courteous and give way to pedestrians, but each is expected to wait their turn. The stops on the tour are numbered and correspond to the numbers of the audio tracks on this CD. Thus, stop 10 is track 10, so you can back up or jump forward at any time. Each track ends with instruction. Another place is one of the best important crosstown streets of Pender, Hastings, Lansmore, Georgia, and Robson. Stanley Park is to the west. Wear a comfortable pair of walking shoes. Time to start this walk is... Not once, but twice. The Landsgate is a vital route for commuters and is the way to the Sea to Sky Highway, going to the world-famous Whistler Mountain Ski Resort. Go on around the west side of Canada Place and screen. Go in and see a movie if you have the time and the inclination. The cruise ships docking here are usually going up Bay Street and Canada Place Road. You should start this stop facing the stairs at the right-hand side of 86. The family is famous for its ownership of Guinness beer. They bought the land on the North Shore and then built the bridge. Once the bridge was built, the land became very valuable. All in all, it was a very profitable enterprise. The land the bridge was built on was Native Indian land. Before the bridge existed, it was used and owned by the Squamish Indian band. To build the bridge, they were forced to sell at a low price and to vacate their land. Today, the University of British Columbia. These aircraft are carrying people up and down the coast and across the inland waters to the Gulf Islands.
There are a mix of passengers,
people going to logging camps,
tourist fishermen going to fishing lodges,
and business people taking a
quick trip to Victoria, Nanaimo, or other towns along the coast. The next stop on the tour is the stop number 2.
Go down the stairs and turn right. The centre is at the corner of Canada Place Road and Burrard Street.
When I was a very little boy, I used to watch the water rushing down the drain. And I used to wonder what might go with the water. We talk about important things, don't we? We can even mention scary things, can't we? Just for fun. Children are lively enough and small enough to go down a bathroom drain. You know that, don't you? It's funny to think about it, isn't it? But it's true. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain. Oh, there are lots of things children can do. children are lively enough and small enough to go down a bathroom drain. You know that, don't you? Only children can go down a bathroom drain. It's funny to think about it, isn't it? But it's true. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain.
This is Bill White with a science report. An Israeli scientist has developed an unusual method to make meat taste better. First, put a kilogram or more of firm meat in a container filled with water. Add a small amount of explosives. Then, mix carefully and explode. No. The meat scientist is not attempting to destroy the meat. Instead, he is making it look and feel like traditional meat products. His method is simple. Shockwaves from an explosion tear small pieces of muscle and other particles away from the meat. This makes the meat softer and easier to eat. If they eat meat, body heat. Uncooked meat, easier to eat. Bricks and concrete for companies that sell meat. The birds will die too high. Why? The light from our universe is closer to white. It is very close to white. Bill White. This is Bill White. Coquille. 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 Order must exist within disorder. The Department of Agriculture says the greatest threat to the economy and environment of the state is from the poor people around the world. Their numbers have sharply increased, and they have quickly spread. There are many efforts designed to stop the spread and to reduce their population size. Hong Kong has almost 7 million people that will never disappear. However, they are not especially aggressive. People there are made to taste like either chicken or beef. People praise its taste in the United States. The meat scientist is trying to find an effective chemical that can be safely used to transport, sell, and bring home foreigners for food, decreasing populations around the world. One human is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes. He says the United States will now become a leader in taste. Special interest groups say the best population to eat is the dark kind because it contains the most healthful substances. Africa is an example. However, many poor people contain high levels of a poisonous substance that must be removed before the people can be eaten. In the Middle East, large pieces of meat are more important than borders, men, boys, girls, or political conflicts. Information can be found on the INS Internet website, www.meat.ins.gov. Coquille. 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 Coquille.
Jack, there's a girl in this boxcar.
Why not?
Doggone female riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your co-workers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Am I really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Okay, here we are, kids. You heard Evolution Control Committee, I want a cookie. Here, Porus doing meat supply. Escape Mechanism did draining. Mr. Splashy Pants was in there with a couple tracks. Not sure what they're called anymore. Cassette Boy did a couple from the... did one from the Dead Horse CD they came out with a while ago. Cassette Boy doing wonderful cut-ups. And we heard people like Us Wobbly and Don Joyce, Baby Makes Three, from a thing they did, I guess, live at Don Joyce's radio show at KPFA. And they got together and did a thing called Baby Makes Three, and I don't know what else to tell you about that one. It's kind of goofy. It's a lot of fun. And Dead Can Dance was in there. Garden of Arcane Delights. Dome did Rolling Upon My Day. The Actor with Modern Air. That was a new wavy track from Shockwaves number, 9 or something like that. The Actor. So that was the real thing. And Blank Dogs, Keeping All the Time from Blank Dog. We heard Bullion in there as well, I'm Waiting for the Day. And if you lost track of all that, just look it up at the podcast. Go to citr.ca, Exquisite Corpse, and you should be able to see a playlist of all the stuff that I played there. And if you want to get some downloadable good stuff, too, you can go to Exquisite Corpse. Go to my website, actually, bleak, B-L-E-E-K, .sensoryresearch.net. There are 5 Feliz Navidadas there. There's the interview with Negative Land and People Like Us. And as a new thing I put up there is my hour-long stint at 24 Hours of Radio Art. So... look that up if you have time. Those are all downloadable at bleak.sensoryresearch.net. Bleak is B-L-E-E-K. Anyway, now we're going to be heading into some mutation. This is some Plunderphonics artists doing Beatles stuff, cut-ups, and putting them together in an interesting way. We're going to hear Stark Effect with Armor Hot Kids, Spackle Queen, with eggs, arms, legs. Going to end the show with Cold Cut and Steinsky with Motorcade Sped On. There you go, kids. Remember, till next week, the future is bleak, over and out.
kids, armor hot kids. What kinds of dogs need armor hot kids?
Bad dogs, skinny dogs, dogs who climb on rocks, dog dogs, sissy dogs.
Even dogs with chicken pox love hot kids.
Armor hot kids.
The kids' dogs love to bite. Put on the mustard on the old banjo, picking it up and away we go. When dogs fight kids, they yell,
hooray for hot kids,
armor hot
kids, the kids, dogs, love to
can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. Here is a bulletin. Here is a bulletin.
What is it?
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas,
it appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. In the motorcade route.
Three shots were fired.
Three. Put me on, Bill. Put me on. Three. Put me on, Bill. Put me on. Three.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh, no. Oh, no.
The energy.
Oh, no.
The faith.
Oh, no.
very different now.
Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Guests? Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
She's a band!
Sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Oh, hey, I didn't know that Safe Amp did an ad for CITR. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the big show tonight, 10 o'clock, Sleep Holiday, live in studio. That's in exactly an hour's time. Stick around for that. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. Okay. Tonight, also, if you don't plan on staying home or if you're not in your car, you want to go out and do something, there is a CD release party with Fansha. Fansha from Mint Records. She was a winner of Shindig 2 years ago. CD release party at the Warwick Club. Fansha's album, Dark Eyes, released on Mint Records. Release tonight. They will be playing with Shane Turner Overdrive and also Lost Lovers Brigade. That's probably starting right now as I speak. So if you're in the area or if you want to do something fun, go to that show. I am going to play a track from the brand new Fansha album for you right now. The album is called Dark Eyes. This song is called Vegas.
You say you found a better woman. Oh, I don't see how that makes this over. Oh, life is beautiful.
Should've taken